Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is reportedly facing production issues for the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max. A new report today says that these devices could face severe supply constraints in September due to Apple's plans to significantly reduce the size of the bezel around the display. The report comes from The Information, which cites two people with direct knowledge of the issue. The sources explain that Apple is using a new manufacturing process for its two high-end iPhone 15 displays. As 9to5Mac has previously reported, both the iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max will offer dramatically slimmer bezels around the screen, which means that the devices will feature larger displays, while the physical size of those devices will remain largely unchanged, if not actually slightly smaller. But the process of manufacturing these displays has reportedly revealed issues with displays made by LG. The problems were uncovered as Foxconn began the risk ramp stage of production this month. During the risk ramp, Foxconn makes hundreds of thousands of units of the device to test how reliably they can build the product without defects. The problem comes when Apple fuses the display into the metal shell of the iPhone prior to assembly. To solve this problem, Apple is reportedly tweaking the design of LG's display so it can pass these tests. But the report says that Apple is unlikely to delay the launch of the iPhone 15 Pro or iPhone 15 Pro Max. Instead, the company hopes to move forward with a release in September, just in limited quantities. The report says that the problem is more pronounced with the iPhone 15 Pro Max, suggesting there will be a more severe shortage of that model than compared to the iPhone 15 Pro. Currently, Apple sources displays from LG and Samsung, and the displays from Samsung are said to be unaffected by this problem, allowing Apple to continue assembling a significant amount of units using Samsung displays. But still, without the displays from LG, Apple won't be able to keep up with initial demand. This report also corroborates an analyst report from Bank of America, which also warned of potential iPhone 15 delays, and that same analyst also correctly predicted iPhone 12 delays in 2020. In other news today, facing possible legislation that would require messaging services to offer backdoors in end-to-end encryption, Apple is threatening to remove apps like iMessage and FaceTime entirely in the UK market. This is part of the online safety bill that's currently under review in the UK, and Apple, WhatsApp, Signal, and other services have voiced their opposition to breaking end-to-end encryption. The UK government wants the ability to scan end-to-end encrypted messages for child abuse material and other illegal content. They argue that existing law already accommodates this, but it's technically outdated by security provisions of modern technology. So essentially, the UK is saying that legislation already allows it to scan end-to-end encrypted messages for this type of material, but that the legislation needs to be updated to account for changes in modern technology. Apple has submitted a 9-page opposition to the planned bill, and it strongly objects to requirements such as backdoors for end-to-end encryption. Other aspects of the bill that it opposes include reporting changes to product security features before they are released to the public, and being forced to disable security features before an appeals process can take place. Apple says that it will not make changes for one country that would weaken security for all of its users, and is instead threatening to disable iMessage and FaceTime for all customers in the UK if this law was to go into effect. The proposed law is currently undergoing an 8-week consultation period, and Apple, WhatsApp, Signal, and other services are hoping that the government will revise the bill in response to their feedback and criticism. Rounding out today, it's been 2 weeks since Meta launched Threads, its new microblogging social network akin to Twitter, and now the app has gotten its first major update with a handful of new features. The Threads update adds a new tab to the activity feed for follows, which means it's easier to see accounts that have just followed you, and then to follow them back. But what this isn't is a new option to see content from only the accounts you follow. But a source tells 9to5Mac that Threads is still working on a following feed that would allow users to do just that. The latest Threads update also comes with other changes, including the ability to enable notifications from accounts you don't follow, smoother performance for scrolling through the feed, easier access to follow accounts that already follow you, as well as built-in translation for posts in different languages. We've got the full release notes down in the show notes, and you can download Threads from the App Store. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Threads, or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.